a lie? Is it okay to fabricate information? Is it actually okay to create a lifestyle and a worldview that is based on a complete fiction? Well, that is what has happened as a result of the theory of evolution, which has largely been discredited by real science. My name is Howard Davis, and welcome to Tomorrow Television, the program that gives you answers to the most important spiritual issues of our time and of our life. Whether or not the theory of evolution is true or false is really at the very crossroads of two kinds of thinking. One is thinking accurately about the nature of the physical world, the physical universe, and the other one is the accurate thinking about spiritual issues beyond what you can touch, taste, and feel, where you have got to make decisions of the will, where you've got to decide what to love, to believe in, where you actually decide the ultimate purpose for your life. These things are really issues of the spirit. Evolution actually comes in and proposes to give you answers to both, but with no authority, it turns out, in either one. We're talking with a university instructor of chemistry, has hundreds of students at a major American university. His name is Arnold Mendez, and he teaches students to think accurately as scientists in the area of chemistry, but does not believe in evolution. I find that your point of view is very interesting. Therefore, thank you very much for coming with us on Tomorrow.
My pleasure.
There is such a thing as an evolutionary lifestyle. I'm going to ask you, since you do believe that a God created the reality that we see both biologically and physically, why do you believe that evolution has created a split in America and really the world in an approach toward lifestyle issues?
Well, evolution basically says that there's no God when you get down to the bottom line. And if there is no God, then there is no authority. And if there is no authority, then you are free to do whatever you want. You become your own person. You can do whatever you want. There's no one to tell you what to do. Do your own thing.
Now, let's take chemistry for a moment. Now, if you as an instructor tell young people that are, you know, 19 to 21 years old, getting a degree in chemistry to just go into the lab and mix all the chemicals any old way they want and they'll be just fine, what would happen?
There would be explosions, there would be all kinds of safety problems, there would be death and maiming because you can't do that. You have to follow certain guidelines and certain rules.
And would you say that evolution is a theory that really does breed an anarchy when it comes to deciding what you ought to do with your life in a way that it would totally be unacceptable in the lab in chemistry?
Yes, and evolution, there's no rules. There's no rules. That's why society, many of the societal problems that we have exist, because society as a whole has taken on the evolutionary perspective. If you're told that you're an animal long enough, after a while you start acting like one, and you will start believing that there's no absolutes. If I got here because of a bunch of chance lucky mutations, with no guidance and no direction from any higher being or higher authority, then I'm free to do whatever I want. Now, that is comforting to some people. Some people like to be able to do what they want, but in the end, the consequences are terrible.
There are no absolutes from an evolutionary standpoint. Absolutely?
There's no absolutes. There are no absolutes. If you believe in evolution, there are absolutely no absolutes.
So you can't sort of really believe in evolution and believe, but we have to have absolute rules that govern every human being.
Now you have to understand, Howard, the layperson may not understand this, but the evolutionists do. The evolutionists understand that if you follow and believe the tenets espoused by evolution, that you can do whatever you want. There are no rules. Most lay people have some sort of semblance of organization and some sort of structure in their life. Evolution says there is no structure. Everything is random. So that, you know, that most people don't realize the ramifications of believing evolution.
What is the structure of idea behind evolution that is real destructive?
The main thing, the main tenet of evolution is that you are the sole authority. I like.
Wasn't there also survival of the fittest?
There's also survival of the fittest.
How do you put those two together and come up with destruction?
Well, let me give you, for example, survival of the fittest says the organism that can pass on its genetic material is going to survive. It is more fit. If you do that, if you take that and you apply that to a human perspective, that opens a door for adultery, fornication. After all, if, like I said before, if we're only animals, and animals are successful by procreating and mating and having sexual intercourse, then what's the difference if we do it? So once again, that is a problem, and that leads to all kinds of heartaches.
The idea in evolution when it comes to survival is that you go out and sow as many oats
sure.
as possible. You have to be as mean and nasty, get rid of the other guy, as you can so that they don't get mean and nasty in you and get rid of you. Is this sort of the way life works when you look at life as evolutionary?
Yes. And a matter of fact, you can also take that principle and apply it to economics. In economics, it's not cooperation, it's competition. There's also political, you know, eliminate the opponents. This thought, this evolutionary thought, permeates all of society. Hitler, Mao Zedong, most of your Stalin, most of your despots of the past century were firm believers in evolution, and they were simply, and you know, allow me to be a little sarcastic here, but they were simply allowing simply helping the evolutionary process to work. And because
from
of this,
their point of view,
yeah, and from because of this, millions of people died.
It's not a big jump to say. If you're a Hitler and you own all the military apparatus of the Aryan race, as he said, that all Jews should die because
sure.
they're weak scum, from their point of view,
yeah.
to eliminate 6 million Jews.
Right, and you can do it with a clean conscience.
Because you're just helping the divine process, the blindly divine process of evolution.
Correct, and then that is a problem. That kind of thought permeates all of society, permeates just about everything.
And you're in a part of the country where there's a lot of kind of traditional beliefs mm-hmm. as well as contemporary belief. You know, everybody goes through the public education system in order to get to university. Mm-hmm. Would you say that there's a real division even among your students on these kinds of issues? Or does everybody pretty much buy the overall scheme by the time they get to a chemistry major?
No, well, there's several ways of answering that question. One is that evolution is not as readily believed as most people think. There are some people that have a very religious background and believe that there is a creator, that evolution is not the process. On the other hand, there are those that believe that evolution is the answer and the wherewithal to how we arrived. So it kind of runs the gamut, but I do notice this, I can't tell you this, that depending on which philosophy you believe, you're going to live your life a certain way. And it does impact you. You do act the way you believe. If you believe certain things, you will act on them.
Do you see this at the university level, to having hundreds of students that in your classes that you administer?
I see it in the university level. I also see it in society in general. I see it everywhere, because it's this type of philosophy, or the rejection of the philosophy, will cause you to live a certain way.
We do have a couple booklets for you. One is Creation or Evolution? Does it really matter what you believe? This publication is 32 pages. We'll go through these tremendous arguments that are now emerging that are science-based against evolution. All the major ideas from Darwin on, and these fakes that just keep coming up in college and high school textbooks that have been disproven long ago. They're talked about here and summarized in a very easy-to-read way. The Case Against Evolution. Fossil records full of out-of-place fossils that just don't fit. And yet, what is the actual fossil record showing and telling us? What is the nature of the human body? Can you really have the eye having evolved? They're, by taking simple, logical thinking tools and taking a look at evolution, are so many arguments against it. You, as a rational person, need to take a look at it. Frankly, if you're really intelligent and objective, you're going to have some problems with evolution. The Good News Magazine is something that talks about these things all the time, and you need to get it. Comes every other month. You'll get a free year subscription by simply calling the 800 number or asking for it on tomorrowonline.org, where you can also watch this program again. We'll be right back to wrap up this program. We're going to take a look at whether there's a little bit of the devil in evolution or a lot.